Welcome. Today we're heading to Lake Como, where dramatic mountains meet polished promenades, old stone lanes, and water that seems to set the pace for everything around it. The useful way to approach this lake is not to race around its entire shoreline. Think smaller, choose a few ferry-connected towns, leave room for wandering, and build a graceful three-day escape. Lake Como feels theatrical without needing to perform. Steep slopes rise behind elegant villas and gardens, while boats cross the water below. Even a simple coffee by the waterfront can feel like a proper part of the day. Como itself has city energy, a busy lakefront, shops, restaurants, and arrival day momentum. Farther up the lake, the rhythm softens. You notice shutters, small harbors, church bells, and the practical choreography of ferry piers. That contrast is worth embracing. The famous places can be lively, especially in the middle of the day, but quieter villages reward an earlier start or a late afternoon pause. Lake Como is strongest when you allow yourself to observe it slowly. Begin with Como, the natural gateway for many rail travelers. It is a sensible place to arrive, get oriented, stroll the waterfront, and avoid turning the first day into a complicated transfer puzzle. Bellagio occupies a celebrated central lake position, and yes, it can be busy. Its appeal is real: steep lanes, lake views, handsome architecture, and easy connections across the water. Go with patience, not a checklist. Verena offers a more intimate counterpoint, with compact lanes and a lovely waterfront atmosphere. Managgio is another practical ferry-linked stop or base. My advice is simple: know these names, then choose two or three rather than attempting all of them. On day one, arrive in Como and keep the plan light. Walk the lakeside, explore the historic center, and settle into the setting. If you have energy, a short scenic excursion is fine, but save the cross-lake ambitions for tomorrow. Day 2 is for the central lake. Take ferries toward Bellagio and Verena, allowing time to walk, eat, and simply sit beside the water. A ferry ride is not dead time here, it is one of the best views you will have. For day 3, choose one slower experience. That might be a lakeside walk, a villa garden visit where available, or an unhurried afternoon in Managgio or another nearby town. Resist the urge to add a fourth major stop. One practical caveat: lake services and routes can vary with season and conditions. Check local transport information close to your travel date, and give yourself breathing room around connections rather than planning every minute. Eat with the lake and mountains in mind. Look for freshwater fish, risotto, polenta, and local cheeses. These are satisfying, grounded dishes, especially after a walk or a day outdoors, and they make a useful change from default tourist menus. Spring or early autumn is often the most balanced kind of season. Pleasant light, manageable temperatures, and generally less pressure than peak summer. Mountain weather can still change quickly, so pack a light layer and keep outdoor plans flexible. Rail access makes Como a convenient starting point, and ferries are often more relaxing than driving between towns. A car can create headaches through narrow roads and limited parking. Unless your plans reach remote areas, let the water do the connecting. A little consideration goes a long way. Keep voices low in residential lanes, dress and behave appropriately around churches, and do not stop across narrow paths for photos. Follow trail and ferry guidance, particularly when conditions are unsettled. Also, spread your spending beyond the most photographed corners. A small bakery, family-run trattoria, or quieter village stop can deepen the experience while supporting the communities that make the lake feel lived in rather than staged. The Lake Como takeaway is wonderfully simple: a small, ferry-connected itinerary will usually feel richer than an overpacked one. Choose a few towns, leave time for the water, and let meals and walks provide the structure. Thanks for listening. I hope this gives you a calmer, more confident way to plan Lake Como, one that leaves room for the views you did not schedule. Safe travels and goodbye for now.